Do we sound delicious?
Always.
She's like, no.
I need to go to sleep. I'd be saying stuff when I ain't got no sleep.
Let's do this.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Teachers Off Duty. For those of you who might not have tuned in with us before, my name is Rebecca Rogers. I'm R. Rogers World on social media.
I'm Tal Williams. Mr. Williams pre-K on media.
You still hesitated.
I know.
I mean, less that time.
I'm learning.
He still hesitate. Your finger went long for a long time.
We'll put some shaving cream on the table later. We'll have to spell it out.
No, don't lick it. Hey, best friends. I'm Bree, a.k.a. Honest Teacher Vibes.
And I am Lauren Woolley, Mrs. Woolley in 5th on social media.
So it is Valentine's Day, and we thought that we'd kind of get into the festivities.
Yeah. Get into the Valentine's Day season.
Get into the spirit and talk about Valentine's Day stories, what we've done in Valentine's Day, what we've seen our classes do in Valentine's Day. I know I teach the big kids, for those of you that don't know, and we always did singing Valentine's. I loved it.
Oh my God, I had to do that in high school. It was so embarrassing.
I loved it. It was so cool. So basically, the choir, the chorus classes spend so much time perfecting these awesome a cappella songs. They sound phenomenal.
Give me a
these
song
kids
that
were
saying what they sang.
They picked whatever was like trending love songs at the time.
I maybe know your school was better than mine, because I was in the choir and we had to do the singing Valentine's at lunch. So people would come up to the table and they would pay for their Valentine, and we would have to go find that person in the lunchroom. And it was me and two other girls, and we were like awkwardly singing like,
"Oh no,
I wanna marry you."
Our schools, it was like a real intense thing. They had like 6 to 10 people in every group doing every single harmony, like a straight a cappella, like
sounds
magic.
Legit.
And what they did is whoever was receiving the singing Valentine, they would write their school schedule, like their class schedule, and the chorus would just get the day off of class. And they would go around, they would be given a handful, and they had to go find these kids in their classes. And, you know, a lot of teachers were like, really just Valentine Grinches and
wasted
like
my instructional
but
time.
I was loved
in the choir
it.
And I didn't get to do that. I've been like, push it. Like, I've been the most inappropriate ones. They'd be a cow and mute expulsion.
Something tells me that wouldn't have been on the list.
That would not have been on this, but
some of the
I would have.
I remember.
You can get a telegram.
Oh!
I'll remember my name now.
I remember they had a lot of Justin Bieber songs on there. Oh, they had Kiss
Justin
the Girl
Bieber
from The Little Mermaid. They had I Think I Want to Marry You was, I mean, they had them every single year. Like, they did a really good job.
When did you graduate high school?
I always get self-conscious.
No, I just forget.
We all 14. Know you're the youngest one here.
14.
I don't like, because Justin
when
Bieber.
When did you graduate?
09.
Yeah, 07.
Justin Bieber 12. Was not a thing when I was in school.
It was a thing when I was
because I remember having like
this. From high school in 2012.
Yeah,
it's us.
She's oh, like, it's 2022. Okay, sorry.
She's like, what?
Guys, I'm like, it's been 10 years.
No, I'm sorry. I still be like, it's 2012. I still forget.
Valentine's
I'm like,
Day and okay. Right, so did you hold on? Let me think about this. Did you have a favorite Valentine's? Did you guys do Valentine's Day as kids?
Yeah. What do you mean, like at school?
I had a very interesting. Yeah. I had, I think this is the only time I've ever gotten a Valentine's Day present. And I remember that was not meant to sound sad. Shut up, people. Okay. Just because I'm the
I'll
only single
Valentine
one in
day.
This group does
no.
not, I'm single and ready
kids.
To
actually,
singles.
Jordan, he just said to me, I need to buy my Valentine's Day present for Bree.
No, he didn't.
He said it was your work husband.
Fibber.
What is this?
Liar, liar, pants for liar.
So what was the gift?
No, okay, so this boy name, I ain't gonna say his whole name because I think he follows me on social media. His first name is Victor, but when we were in high school, I never forget the color of this teddy bear because it was just really so cute. I was in 7th grade. It was a purple teddy bear with like pink hearts. It was like really, really cute, and I still remember it. Like, obviously that was like so long ago, but I was a little thrown off by it because he gave it to me and then he was like, you know, I just really like you and you got like a really sexy forehead. And I was like,
stop.
What a strange compliment.
I was like, yo, you sound like you kill people, chop them up, have them in a Ziploc bag in the freezer with barbecue sauce written across their forehead if you tell people they got a sexy forehead. I don't know. So we only dated for like a day because on Valentine's Day, then we broke up.
Wait, how old were you?
Huh?
How old were you?
How old are you in seventh grade?
Like, that's like 12?
13?
13?
Yeah.
Around that.
12.
Yeah. I also had an awkward seventh grade Valentine's Day.
Seventh grade is just awkward.
It is. So, okay, me and this one boy liked each other for a long time, but like, it was like, I don't want to admit it. And like, so he gave me like a note and it was like, do you want to be my girlfriend? Yes or no? And then, you know, you circle it, give it back, and now you're boyfriend, girlfriend. So he, like, his mom drove him to my house on Valentine's Day, and he brought like my gift with him. And mind you, we were only like together for maybe a couple weeks. So like it was like 2 days into our relationship and he brought me a Valentine's Day gift, but it was like a silver box. I opened the box and there's just this like little case with like a purple heart-shaped gem. Not attached to anything, just a random gem.
Okay.
And then the other one had like a silver, like, metal star pendant, but not on a necklace. Okay. It was like half of a gift, but I was like,
that's a weird gift.
Okay.
It's really odd. It's
a
weird
gift. It was an odd gift, but I mean, strange. You know, we're in seventh grade, so I was like, thank you.
I remember.
I'll cherish it forever. And funny thing is,
you threw it in the trash.
I still have it.
You
do? You still have it?
You didn't bring it?
Jordan didn't think of it.
Why do you still? How?
Because it's one of those things. I'm a very like sentimental person with like, objects, like have emotional value to me. So like, and it's more of like a nostalgia thing. So it's not like I still like him. I want to keep him forever.
No,
it's like, remember that time in seventh grade? And like, so I have it and it's like in a box with a bunch of other junk that I kept for my childhood.
I have no idea where anything is from even after I graduated from college.
Oh my God, I'll have to bring a box of my junk down here once.
I need to see that. I need to see that pendant. I think more importantly.
So you're going to need to send a picture to the group chat because I want to see it.
I have to go find it. It's in a box in my basement somewhere now.
What happens in the group chat stays in the group chat.
Okay, I'll find it. I'll find it.
Excommunicated.
I don't remember if this was like eighth grade or ninth grade, till either the end of middle school or the very beginning of freshman year. But I remember on one Valentine's Day, this kid, I've never really spoken to him before. And he came up to me and he gave me a UNC Chapel Hill bracelet. And he's like, I made it. And it was really awkward because I was an NC State fan. And I just like looked at it because like the thing is for NC State fans, you know, if you touch Tar Heel stuff, like your skin will burn. Like you don't touch it.
What kind of witchcraft?
That's some toxic sports fan stuff. I can't relate.
Yes, it's a sports thing because where I'm in Raleigh, you know, you have like the three big schools and they all like it's competing rivalries. You have Duke and NC State and UNC and like. Anyone but Duke is really the saying. I'm sorry. One of my best friends now is getting her PhD at Duke. I am so sorry. But it's really like UNC and NC State fans. And I have always been a State fan. And he handed me like this Tar Heel bracelet. And I was like, oh, thanks. And so I like reluctantly took it and put it in my backpack. And then he like complained when I wouldn't wear it. And I was like, I don't know you.
I ain't gonna complain that you ain't wearing it. Boy, we are not together.
I don't know you. And then he's had his cousin send me a Facebook message asking why I wasn't wearing it.
The drama.
Like, this is really
there's
weird.
There's so much, you know what? There's so much middle school drama. Like I play with my kids all the time. Like even like when we're changing classes or whatever, they're always saying something crazy. I'm always saying something crazy. So there's this boy and girl that are like always all over each other. Oh. And I'm like, hey, y'all need to disperse, like get off each other. And just like out of nowhere, cause I act like the kids sometimes and I ain't ashamed to say it. But out of nowhere, I went, I don't know what you hugging all over him for anyway, because I seen him hugging another little girl the other day. And she turned a full circle. And I was like, yo, I was just kidding. I didn't know y'all was that serious. But she turned around. I was like, I just broke them up. They broke up. But then I seen them
argue. She's going to be like, why would a teacher lie to us?
My thing is, I'm tired of y'all arguing like Bobby and Whitney all the time. Like down the hallway every day, all day, arguing, cussing each other out. I'm like, bro, this is a toxic relationship y'all got to break up.
In seventh grade.
Y'all, they literally, the other day, she was like screaming. I was trying to mind my business because I was tired. And I was like, they not in my class, so I don't care. But she was screaming at him. He was walking down the stairs to class. She was standing at the top of the stairs screaming at him and cussing him out. And I'm like, bro, what you mad for today? What'd he do? And she was like, somebody told him that I was talking to this other boy at the basketball game and I wasn't even talking to him. We were just standing by each other. And I'm like, what are you even talking about?
Maybe I do want to teach middle school because
so much drama.
I would eat
That's Listen, even the fifth graders, though, sometimes they're so like, much we're drama. Dating.
Oh, I like, remember,
no, you're not.
I remember being in elementary school. And, like, so, like, I know that when I gave out Valentine's Day cards, I was so particular over who got what card.
Yes.
And
yes.
I feel like now they're a little different, but back then they were, like, you still give them in the box, but they were all different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like, if you read it, like, the person, you gave them the one that just, like, maybe had a sticker in it. But if you liked the person, you got them, like, the bigger one.
With the fun dip.
Oh, 100%.
That fun dip was where it was at.
The fun dip. And you wrote that. But I remember being in second grade and being infatuated. We'll call this person Billy. I've never gone to school with a Billy. And I was infatuated with Billy. And I didn't know what it was at the time. I didn't know what that,
why I had such,
I just really liked Billy. I remember giving him a Batman. I was obsessed with Batman. And giving one of the Batman cards, I said, you're cute. And like putting and then we did the exchange. And he came up to me after class and goes, I think you accidentally gave me this one. And I had to pretend like it was an accident. It wasn't an accident. I was like, I saw them like, no, Billy. I meant it. But I didn't say that. I was like, yeah, I'm silly. Here's the fun dip one. Like, here's the one with the little sticker in it.
Oh, my God.
I remember so specifically. And then I remember, and then in, like, it's like middle school Valentine's Day was always drama because you could like buy someone a flower or a rose or it was like a sucker or something like that. Yeah, it was like for 50
cents. Oh my God, I think it's so funny. Like, you know, I look at the kids now and I'm like, what are you like worried about dating for? You're not going to be together. There are people I went to school with in seventh grade who are married with children now. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, my friend.
I'm going to eat my words.
My best friend from last year married to a guy that she knew in seventh grade. And they got two kids together.
No, like the girl I...
So she always regrets because she had the opportunity to date him when they were in seventh grade, but she was like, no. And then like spent the rest of like their life until now, like, dang it, I should have dated him.
No,
so now
I'm saying... You want to know where I met my husband?
Where?
A gas station.
I need a story time.
Okay,
James literally was doing this and he said gas station and he went... Like, he
And that, friends, is called a hook. All right, so I
English teacher ate you. You better bring out that English.
That stripper teacher got canceled. But out of the gas station store sounds like they could get canceled too.
No. We went to high school in the same place. We grew up the street from one another. We're never friends. Never talked. Never knew each other. We had the same group of friends, but never crossed paths. Yeah. And then he was in a band that actually, like, they signed to a record label. They toured and stuff. Like, he won't ever, like, brag on himself, but I brag on him. So it's
Jordan's
whatever.
Awesome. We love Jordan.
So Jordan was a little rock star. And I, you know, was like, I like your band. And
I like your band.
And I messaged him on Facebook. Because he worked at the gas station up the street. There was like one local gas station.
This is teen rom-com all over. Oh, it absolutely is.
And he worked there, so I would constantly go and get gas there just to go and see him. And then I would leave and not say a word. And so I messaged him finally and was like, I really like your band. I think you're a good guitar player. And then.
Say it like that?
Yeah, he sounded just like that.
She recorded her voice and sent it over a Facebook message.
And for whatever reason, he messaged me back and we started talking. And then I would literally, because we were in college at the time, and I would go, he would work like the late shift. So he would go from like, I don't know, 6 at night until 11 or something. And I would go. Like, the gas station had this weird counter on the side where, like, we call it the friend counter because only the friends would stand there. So, like, I would go and stand there while he was working and just hang out with him at the gas station.
Hold on. Didn't we just talk about this in an episode?
What?
About someone going into student teaching work and bringing in their boyfriend?
Listen.
This was at the gas station. There were no kids around.
I was going to say, it's a little different from me bringing him into a room of other people's children.
I think that is literally the cutest thing ever, though.
No,
they were corner store friends.
Okay, y'all don't know the inside joke, but one of my students the other day just, you know, they just shout out random stuff. And he said, my mama don't let me hang out with those people. And I said, what people? He said, corner store people. said, what the heck
does that mean?
I said, what the heck is corner store people? You know what I'm saying? It's rich them people that be out there pushing that stuff. Corner store people.
Just to clarify, Jordan is not a corner store. Kind of corner store.
He works at an actual corner store.
Jordan works for a healthcare company now.
He worked at the
Doing digital media.
He worked at the MAPCO.
I always think it's funny. I'm like, yeah, we met at a gas station.
Can you imagine? You know how things change from when you're dating to married? Mm-hmm. If he worked at a gas station and he tried to ask you to come up there and hang out with him, you'd be like, hell no.
I know.
I was like coming up there.
I know. Right. I'd be like, no, but then it was like one of those things because I was still living at home. So it was like I had to make excuses to leave the house.
Oh, God.
So I was like, I need something for my project for school tomorrow. I need to go to Walmart. And then she'd be like, it's 10:30. You're not going to Walmart.
I left my dryer outside underneath the
I have to paint the grass. I'll be back. And then I would text him and be like, hey, you want to go to Walmart with me? And he's like, for what? And I'm like, I have to get a project.
So the real drama is when the kids find out two of their teachers are dating. That's the real drama. The reality of the matter is you better live your life while they're dating, because if they break up, your teacher gonna give you so much work because they're gonna be devastated.
You're so mad.
And then don't let you be a female teacher talking to another male teacher. Kids are like, oh, so you like Mr. So-and-so. I'm like, no, bro. Like, we literally was just standing there talking. I seen how you was looking at him, Miss Richardson. That's okay. I mean, you ain't got a lot of kiki. If you like him, what's up? Mind your business, man. Have y'all had?
Yeah. My co-teachers are always women. And so whenever I'm teaching them, they're like, Mr. Williams, are you guys married? And we're like, there's a lot of reasons why we're not married. Like, she would be very upset.
Yeah. I was just going to say, like, all my co-teachers are women. So
she was devastated.
See, my best friend at my high school was a guy. Like, absolutely love him to death. We're still super close. Mm-hmm. And not even just the kids, but a lot of other teachers would, like, go to him. You know, she's married, right? What the heck? Like, it was so annoying.
It's not like we're kissing each other in the teacher's
room. Like, yes,
as a student, I'm like, when did you get married?
No, as a teacher, my best friend was one of my colleagues. And even, like, other teachers were like, to him, you know, she's married,
that's
right?
Such a weird
and that was really strange.
You know, they petty though. Them teachers be the sole inhabitants of Petty Island because they always got something to say.
Have you ever had like a really weird or crappy Valentine's experience as a teacher? Or have you ever tried to ship a student? Is that what they call it?
No. I be so shipping creepy.
It's weird.
I think it's creepy.
Why do teachers do? I don't because they're five. They don't know.
My kids are 10.
I don't ship kids, but they like the drama in the hallway. One, they come talk to me about everything. Sometimes they tell me stuff I don't want to know. I'm like, hey, I don't want to know that. Keep that to yourself. Matter of fact, don't say that out loud again. Don't tell nobody. But for when you're the teacher that like kids like, they just come, they come tell you like, I like such
all
and such
the things.
Or they come, you know what I'm saying? But trying to do relationships like in the middle class, baby, y'all test score is low. We ain't got no time for it.
See, I just don't understand. I don't understand. And I know like a lot of, and this is no hate to any teacher that does it, because I know a lot of teachers that do, but I just think it's weird for me as an adult to be so invested in like my teenager's relationships.
Oh,
like,
I would that's be, just don't get me wrong. I would be
weird.
Invested.
See,
I just
want to
perpetuate
know,
it. I would want to know the dirt. I would
feel
have
like
a board.
I should be meddling though.
I
like
meddle.
That's not
no,
you
I,
like
I
in Intel's high school though. Classroom. You flip over his blackboard and it's like a map with the strings and like attaching
is.
Student
it is like,
pictures.
It's like see, the Real Housewives of you know, yeah.
Teaching teenagers. Most of them have all these like relationships, even some of them long-term relationships on their own. Who am I to like meddle in the middle of that?
It
like, is, that's
it
just
would be weird
to me.
Meddle. I think it's different to observe than to like.
Do people meddle in their relationships?
I don't know the answer to that question, but I don't like from what I've seen of people saying they ship their students. I think it's mostly like, I see Brie and Tel like each other. I'm gonna sit them next to each other.
That would give me so much anxiety as a student, though. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like when you like somebody as a kid, you're very awkward and anxious next to them. You don't want to be by them all the time.
Not me. I think it'd be weird to like I would have students that would come in. So we had like a long list of things they couldn't do for Valentine's Day because we're a federal program.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things is they can't have any candy or outside foods. So parents always want to do that, though. They can't have any candy outside for Valentine's Day. And we would tell the parents, and then sure enough, they would come in and it would be like the fun dip or the sock would be attached to it, and I'd have to take it apart because I could not do it. And it was, there's many reasons. One of the biggest ones, though, was they all rode the bus. And so they could potentially get the candy out on the bus, give it to his child who's either allergic to it or, like, you know, a sucker because they all rode the bus. Mm. So there were reasons. And it was an outside program, which means everything had to be provided to them.
Right.
I got it. Okay, it's fine. But I'd have to individually take it out. And kids would come in and I would have this weird thing because I'm like, I don't want, like, the kids to be like, I always said, you're too young to be have boyfriends and girlfriends. We all have friends and you guys get boyfriends and girlfriends when you graduate college. Like, I'd always make that joke.
When you graduate college.
Yeah, when you graduate college, you can. But I remember they'd come in, they'd make, like, everyone would have this. And then the one that they'd like, it would be, like, notebook paper. And it would have, like, a drawing for, like, the one person that was in class. I'm like, yeah, you can give it to them. That's adorable. But, like.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's not you, like, inserting yourself in the situation.
No. And, like, pre-K, I would even say if you did Valentine's Day in second grade, is a totally different animal Valentine's Day than high school. Because, like, my first year teaching, we did Valentine's Day. And I was like, yes, every child is going to write the to and from, and then they'll hand it out. Well, do you know what pre-Kers can't do? They can't read. And so they would sit there
Who's
and they would
from?
Say, Rebecca. And they'd be like, I need to put this in Rebecca's box. And then they would take 15 minutes looking for Rebecca's box. And I was like, no, let them do it. Tell, don't do it for them. We were watching Frozen. And we were 3/4 of the way, and I had gotten 5 students done.
Oh, my God.
And so I finally take all their bags. I'm trying to do it myself. The principal walked in, and I was like, it's not going to be done before they have to leave for the day. And the principal's like, did you just have them fill out the from? And then the two, doesn't matter who it goes to. It'll always say Bobby. Bobby puts his name on all the froms, and he just goes through and puts one in each bag. Doesn't matter who it's from. And I said,
you could have told me that.
That could have saved my life.
I literally was just making copies for Valentine's. Because what I do in 5th grade... And it kind of makes it like a fun little family project. So like their Valentine box, instead of it just being like a box that's decorated with hearts or whatever, like I make it a challenge to them to make it the most creative thing they can. So like I've had people make it like a castle or a robot or a truck or a soccer field or just random things. Mm-hmm. And so then, you know, I put that on the other note, like, do not put your name or put everyone's names on the two, or we will be here until next Christmas.
Okay.
Like,
it takes forever.
I don't want to do it.
Right.
And it's.
Have y'all ever gotten weird gifts from y'all's kids for Valentine's Day?
I mostly just get Starbucks.
I get parents' jewelry all the time. They'll be like, I got you a necklace, or Mr. Williams, I got you a wing. And I'm like, this is definitely like a family. Heirloom rings. I'll call
this
the parents.
This is a family heirloom.
Yeah, I'm like, hi. I'm assuming you didn't give me your Tiffany's necklace. Mom, like, what? I'm like, cool. It's in my desk.
Cool.
Like, come get it.
I think you're an honest person or a man. You could have made a killing.
No, I've never gotten. I don't think I've ever gotten any weird Valentine's Day gifts. Like, I've definitely gotten like random ones, but not.
What's the most random thing you've gotten?
Like you have, like, kids grabbing things from at home because it's what they have and they bring it to you.
A kid gave me a Walmart card with $3.52 on it. I spent it.
Nice.
I mostly get
a soda and a candy bar.
Yes. That's a bag of hot Cheetos.
My kids will bring me, like meals from fast food places. Like, well, that's sweet. And I love that.
And you're high school.
Like, high school better be thinking about their teachers.
They'll bring me, like, Smoothie King. They'll bring me, like, a milkshake.
What is Smoothie King?
You don't know what Smoothie King is?
No, I'm in Ohio.
Some of them are. I get the banana boat, and it's essentially just a vanilla banana shake. And
banana boat is good.
I didn't mean to blow on it. I'm so sorry. It is the most delicious milkshake. It's not a smoothie. It's a straight-up milkshake.
Are you going to be okay?
No, I really want
to. You're starting to scratch your arm. That means you need one.
I need it.
Some SpongeBob.
When I worked at the private school, parents would come in because I always got the kids something too. Like, I always got my students like a little something. And when I worked at the private school, I got so excited because it wasn't Head Start anymore, because I could give them candy and stuff. Like, and I know, like, blah, blah, blah. But I loved giving them candy and little, like, sugar cookies and stuff. And I won't forget, the first year I was there, the other teachers that had been there before, it's like, oh, yeah, and the parents usually get us, like, you know, wine or something. Mm-hmm. I got so much money on every holiday. Like every holiday.
Are you serious?
Wow. Yes. And I had a parent that was like, what do you want for Valentine's Day? I'm like, oh, I don't want anything. That's so weird. They're like, oh, I was like, well, if I got you a gift card to for somewhere to eat, I was like, I don't know. She's like, okay, let me rephrase that. I'm getting you a gift card for somewhere to eat.
Okay.
You might as well tell me where you go. I was like, well, my husband and I do brunch every Saturday. So she went and got me like 5 different gift cards to different brunch spots so that we could try.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this was these parents.
Sorry, I'm having trouble with the connection.
We had a great connection. It was a very affluent school. It was a private school. Yeah. So, but I was like, I'm sorry. All I have to do is work here, and for holidays, I get monies.
Money.
The nicest gift I've ever gotten. It wasn't for Valentine's Day, but like a student's parent. Like I love this. This student to death, and she knows who she is, and her parents are awesome. But my principal comes up to me because I guess they like were very close, and the principal goes, "Where do you get your eyelashes from?" And I was like, "My eyelashes, like
a really random."
I know. I was like, "Why you need some eyelashes?" Because I can show you which ones I buy. And she's like, "No, like where do you buy them from?" I'm like, Ulta? I mean, a makeup store, I guess. Is that what you're looking for? And she's like, okay. Like, you get all your makeup there? And I was like, I mean, essentially. And then she's like, okay. And, like, nothing else. Just those two weird questions and goes away. And then it was, like, the last week of school. And the student got me a $50 gift card to Ulta.
I was that's like, a lot.
Yeah,
that's
and so I made a video on TikTok of me going and spending her $50 to show her like what I bought.
Genuinely a good teacher. I would have been like, thanks. Like I don't know. I mean, I would have been very appreciative, but I wouldn't have thought to do that because that kid probably absolutely loved that.
It was really fun. She like, I don't want to say I play favorites, but she was special.
I play favorites.
She's my little special.
I don't let them know special. That.
See, like, every year, I have, on average, 200 kids a year. Like, everyone's always, would you have a favorite? How am I supposed to pick a favorite of 200 kids?
I can't remember all y'all names sometimes. Some of y'all look just alike, and y'all ain't even related. I stay calling them the wrong names. Like, Ms. Richardson, because I got, like, kids that just, I can't say their names out loud, but I got, like, 3 kids whose names start with a J, and they all the same name.
Yeah.
But they're obviously, their last names are different. I'm like, man, I can't remember all y'all names.
We had, speaking of gifts, we had a write-in. Okay, so this is advice.
Oh, we did.
We do have a write-in.
I'm so excited.
I did my homework.
How are you just going to pop that up on us?
I did my homework.
You ain't tell nobody.
Yes, I did. I sure did.
I don't like how you set up. That's like, okay. Like you. So, I don't like that.
I have to clear my throat. Someone wrote in and they want advice. So we're gonna give them a scoop of chili cheese advice here for
what?
A second.
Chili cheese? A scoop of chili cheese?
I'm pretty sure Susie Orman said it once. She goes, hold on to your hot dogs, folks. I'm about to give you a scoop of chili cheese advice.
What?
I want a scoop
of ice cream, not a scoop of chili.
Right.
It's nasty.
Cheese.
Whatever.
No.
Okay. Well, you're gonna get a scoop of it.
Sorry, tell.
Okay. Dear Mr. Williams. My son is in first grade, and while I respect his teacher, we don't necessarily see eye to eye. She isn't as fun-loving and as warm as his kindergarten teacher was. My son loved his kindergarten teacher and thinks of her fondly. My question for you is, would it be wrong, instead of getting my son's first grade teacher a gift, that we just got one for his kindergarten teacher, or should we give one to them both? Signed, Valentine's Mama.
That's a tough one.
Is he in first grade now or kindergarten?
He's in first grade. Okay,
why
here's
the
thing.
Why should she give him a gift to the kindergarten?
Right.
So he's teaching no
more. No, okay. Not teaching anymore.
So here's the thing. That same student I was just talking about, she got her teacher's Christmas gifts this year. But she got me a Christmas gift also.
Yeah.
What grade is
she? So, 6th grade. Interesting. I had her last year. So she just really enjoyed my class, but she likes her teachers too.
Right.
So I think you could get gifts for both. I wouldn't just get a gift for the kindergarten teacher.
The parent trying to only get a gift for the kindergarten
teacher. Yeah, because I feel like the someone's going to get hurt. Either nothing or both.
I was thinking nothing or both, just because, like, I get it. Like, and even if you're, just because you don't like the teacher's probably going to get the child something and probably does love your child, even if you don't see eye to eye. Like,
right.
Sometimes kids just don't like that teacher because the teacher is way more strict, and that's fine. Mm-hmm.
I will say, playing devil's advocate, because I did have a small incident like this in middle school. I remember for teacher, I know not Valentine's Day, but for teacher appreciation week, my mom sent me to school with some stuff for all four of my teachers. And I remember my science teacher was really rude to me. I felt really uncomfortable in her class. I did not like going to her class. And I planned on not getting, like, not giving her her gift. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget that there was something I left in my locker. And I asked if I could go get it in the middle of class, and she, for some reason, decided to leave the rest of the class and follow me to my locker, which was literally right next to her room. Like, it was right there. It's not like I had to venture far.
Right.
And just stand behind me and wait for me to get whatever it was out of my locker. And she saw the teacher gifts, and she asked me, is that supposed to be for me? And I didn't know what to say, and she yanked it out of my locker. She was my first class of the day, and then she went and... At lunchtime, I was passing right next to the teacher table after the cafeteria, and she literally looked right at me and turned to the teachers next to her, and I heard her say, you know that her mom sent her with presents for all of us, and she wasn't going to give them to us, but I found them, so I grabbed them for you guys. And she was the only one I wasn't going to give.
How did she even do
Miss
that?
Miss Fox, just letting you know.
Oh, she added her.
Like, she yanked them out of your locker?
Mm-hmm. I'll never forget that.
She take gifts out of your locker?
She, I was so...
Like, lady, you don't need... That could have been for a birthday present after school.
I was so also,
like, maybe
upset.
Too, like, you wanted to give them as you had the teachers that day.
Right.
Like,
if the first grade teacher, okay, get that you don't see eye to eye, but if that teacher like makes your child feel uncomfortable,
right,
I can see that.
But it sounds like
I might not also give it to the kindergarten teacher, but like that's your call. But I can understand why you would feel comfortable with another teacher over your current.
Because the reality of the matter is parents don't have to get us anything.
Right.
Right. That's why I said nothing is also an option.
Right. So it's at the parents' discretion.
And nothing is always a fantastic choice if you either don't have the capability of buying something or, like I said, you just don't see eye to eye with them.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't want to say I don't know any teacher, but like I don't know a lot of teachers that are going to be like, Jimmy didn't get me anything for Valentine's Day.
Right. No. I've never even heard of that.
A lot of my kids are hungry when they come to school.
I'm not expecting them to bring me a diamond necklace.
I will say it was odd going from from the Head Start program where they have nothing to a more affluent school, because they would either give us money, like they would just hand us cash. Like literally, I think every parent would just hand us like a card of cash, be like happy, you know, Merry Christmas or whatever. It was always the Head Start parents that would either buy a gift, like a nice gift, or they'd have the kid make something. And those always meant so much more than just having like, you know, 40, 50 bucks thrown at you.
Right.
I was like, oh, that's so sweet.
You get to keep it for a long time.
And like, it was like, there was one time that a parent made for Valentine's Day. I won't ever forget this. It wasn't a Valentine's Day card. It was white, like the really thick craft sticks. They painted them white, so it looked like a little fence. And he just drew a little red heart on it and painted it. That's all it was. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It was that. I think that was the material they had at home and gave it to me. And I had it on my desk for like 5 years. I did not take it down. I was like, this is the sweetest gift a student's ever given me. And I don't know why it was this.
I love that.
That's the material they had. So that's what I got. I'm like,
I just have like a little, like I have two filing cabinets in my classroom that like sit next to each other. And I just have like a collection of student gifts that I've gotten over the years, like sitting up on the filing cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
And they all just sit there over time. None of them go together, but it doesn't matter. Like they all just sit there. And then this year, like I said earlier, like my kids this year are very crafty and like very artistic. And a lot of them made me like a couple of them made me like actual canvas paintings with like a rainbow. It says like Mrs. Woolley and Fifth.
I had one of those. Oh, that's cute.
And like the one took a Starbucks jar, like a Frappuccino jar. And she took off the label and then she hand painted the jar to put like Mrs. Woolley and Fifth with like polka dots all over it. And she wrote me a message in a bottle and stuck it in the jar.
That's really cute.
I know. I'm like, those are the gifts that I really want. Like,
yes.
I need to figure out what you get for Valentine's Day now. I also need to hear about these kids' boxes. You need to tell us like what the best were when you get them.
My gosh. I will send you all pictures. They're so cute. I love Valentine's Day.
To the group chat.
Yeah. For but real. Honestly, guys, like pray for teachers this year because Valentine's Day is on a Monday. So we're all going to deal with the fun Monday candy highs.
I was doing so
good
until you just told me
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
What was it? Halloween was on... wasn't Halloween on a Monday as well?
I can't even remember. I don't remember that far back.
Or maybe something was on
it
like...
It was during the week.
Yeah, it was during the week.
Or maybe it was like a Thursday or something like that. Because I remember being like... Maybe. And it was like a full moon and Halloween and this. And I thought, oh, this is how we go.
No.
You know what else can be a hot mess?
Huh? Mm-hmm.
Class field trips.
We already know about my field trip.
Oh, that was random. Are we talking about class field trips?
No, but question. That was my question to some of our viewers.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so
sleepy. Yeah, you're segueing. Get on the segue.
Wasn't that a good segue? Because I was like, lame and I forgot to make a Valentine's Day themed question.
I love a good field trip.
Yeah, I forgot to make a Valentine's Day themed question. So.
It's okay.
Okay, anyway.
I don't do well with field trips anymore.
So I asked them what happened on the class field trip. And just they come up with random, ridiculous answers. So first, I want you guys to think of what the weirdest thing that might have happened on like a class field trip. Doesn't have to be something real.
Considering I just gave my field trip from hell story last month, gonna pass.
I'll give you an example. So this person said, what happened on the class field trip? I was eaten by an ostrich.
Ostriches scare the crap out of me.
Why that made me think of that Kevin Hart skit when he said his friend threw the pen at y'all ain't never seen this?
Which one?
He said his friend threw a pen at the ostrich and the ostrich like turned around and started chasing them.
Oh no.
I don't remember that one.
You can they can kill you.
I can't tell it, but if you've never seen Kevin Hart skit when he was talking about his friend throwing an ostrich at him, he said he started crying and was like, why would you throw a pen at it?
You know ostriches can kill lions.
He said
like,
it was running fast and
they will literally tell
and I just went
no.
They kill them. No, they can.
I knew we shouldn't trust a bird that big. I knew that.
They will try to trample
who can't
you
even
to
fly
death.
That good? It's like, are you a giraffe or are you a bird? You need to decide. Because it's not a cute look on you anymore, babe.
What they do is they will try to trample you to death. And what they do is once they think that they will wait for you to move and they'll just sit there. And if you move, they know that you're still alive and they'll keep going.
That is psychotic.
Yes.
Are you a giraffe or a bird?
I'm sweating
because you don't get to be both. Ostrich.
Oh my god.
They get to be like 15 feet tall. No. I don't know. They scare the crap out of me.
What's another example?
I'm sorry. The teacher died and all the students went straight to college.
From the ostrich.
She got trampled by the ostrich and then they just went straight to college.
I think the weirdest true field trip that happened to me is we went to a place called Mary, did you know? It was like we went to Mary, did you know? And she did. She knew. She knew. It was this like it was a nature preserve, and we would go there. It was in second grade. You went for first thing when you got there because it was summer, and then you went in the fall, winter, and spring, and you had to talk about like things that changed, the environment that changed, and it was around a huge lake, and you're with a chaperone, and there was four kids per chaperone. And we got lost in the woods at the preserve. And I, in second grade, like I told you guys, my worst fear was a pandemic. So you can imagine how anxious I was as a kid.
Oh my gosh, this is it.
We're going to Swiss Family Robinson this up and never come back. We're going to live
Swiss
in a tree.
Family Robinson.
The entire time, the parents like looking at me as I'm hysterically crying. She was like, it's a giant circle, Tom. Like, what do you mean? She's like, it's a giant circle. We just have to keep following the trail and we'll get back. But I was like, this is it.
In your mind, you thought I was lost.
This is when I die.
I'm looking around seeing who we have to eat first, some Donner Party style thing.
Oh my gosh.
We were maybe lost
Survivor.
For 30 minutes. Oh, yeah. I'm looking at my Mickey Mouse watch just being like, oh, God, this is it.
Bestie, you had some serious anxiety as a kid.
Yeah, it was the worst field trip. It probably should have been the most fun. But and then that was the summer. That was the summer one. So I knew I had to go back to this place three more times. And I was like, every time I went, I was like, this isn't it.
Mr. Williams. Oh my God.
You can't take me anywhere. I needed a GPS at the
you
time.
You need a calm down corner or what? What
I
is,
did. I needed,
needed
a safe space.
Space.
A
peace
space.
Corner.
I needed a safe space at the
you
time.
Go to the peace corner.
I need the peace corner.
Do you have any more answers?
Someone else said, well, let's just say someone brought a slingshot to the art museum.
No.
That's creative. Whoever wrote that answer, that's creative.
I'm hoping that wasn't, some are teachers, some are kids. I'm hoping that wasn't a true story.
These are good, like writing prompts for your fifth graders,
too. They really are.
I should do this
well, that's
in
what
my
I
class
do. Like,
write.
That's, I mean, that's what I mean, okay, low-key, this is kind of like a teacher flex. So, like, when I, when I started doing these question alerts, I was like, you know what? They're funny, but it's also getting kids to write.
Yeah. I'm like, I like that.
Like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, yes, I'm making them do work, but they don't know it.
Okay,
yes.
They like that wrong answers only thing, man.
Oh, my God. And they come up with the, like half of the answers either have corner gym If you don't know who Corner Jim is, Corner Jim is pretty much my class mascot. He's like the rat in the corner that gives all the kids the answers on a test. So, like, Corner Jim is literally like a little rat that I move around my classroom.
Corner Jim be wildin'. He's like the elf on the shelf.
He really is.
Does he have a girlfriend now?
Yeah, Corner Kim.
I
wonder what they're going to do for Valentine's Day.
Will you update us on their Valentine's Day date?
Yeah, the kids keep wondering when they're going to get married.
Y'all play too much.
They want them to get married.
If there's not a full wedding...
They want to have a rat wedding.
That's what you need to do. End of the year wedding.
Is she also a rat?
Spring wedding.
Well, actually, Corner Jim is actually a mouse.
Okay.
And Corner Kim is a rat.
Interesting.
I knew a cougar.
And she's bigger than him. Ooh, like, a cougar. She's like this big white stuffed rat, and he's this tiny little gray mouse.
Oh.
Match made in heaven. Love finds a way.
I like it.
It does.
So, yeah, those were some of our funny things that happened on the class field trip. Sorry it wasn't themed to this episode, but the next ones will be. That's Make sure that you check out my Instagram story and the podcast Instagram story so that you can answer the questions and be featured in some future episodes.
For March.
Yes. For March.
And this was our Valentine's episode. So I hope they got everyone in the Valentine's because it's, you know, tomorrow's Valentine's
Live your life.
Live your life.
I'm single and ready to
Valentine's
mingle.
Valentine's Day is also on... Oh, wait, we already said Valentine's
Day. It's on Monday. Yeah,
that's
so it's going to be tomorrow. Valentine's Day will be the next day.
Y'all
so
know we
if
record all these episodes at the same time. We can't remember what day it is.
Right, so on a Sunday, right? So
yes,
Sunday...
Yes, it'll be... It'll, yeah.
So
it'll be
you'll get it tomorrow. Or tomorrow will be Valentine's Day. If you're a teacher... Good luck.
Good luck.
If you don't have somebody who's going to buy you a Valentine's Day gift, buy yourself a Valentine's Day gift.
We'll be
treat
your
yourself.
I still do that. Tell my husband I don't want anything. And then do you know what I do? I want something. I go and buy myself.
Exactly.
Okay, for all the husbands, if your wife says she don't want something, she
still get her
That's
something.
A lie. Get her it's something.
In your best interest to go buy her something.
I know people, I actually know people that got divorced because the wife said she didn't want anything and he didn't buy anything.
Oh, no.
So they got divorced.
Oh, no.
Always just buy a couple of gifts here and there. Put them in the closet. And if you forget,
here you go, honey. Had this all planned out.
Silver gold wrapping paper goes with every holiday.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Y'all the angry ones do, right?
Yeah. That's what your segment should be called, really.
Not all heroes.
I think I'm going to name mine Is You Mad?
Is You Mad?
Is You Pressed? Is you upset? Is you stressed? Come here. Let me give you a hug. Because it's clear nobody ever did show you love. That's going to be my segment.
Did you just
that was a pretty long segment.
No, bro.
Song,
like,
I love
have y'all not seen this before?
I've
I can't even remember
time.
Where it's from, but this is the song I sing to people on TikTok Live when they be on there talking crazy.
Yeah, she does all the time.
Can you send us off with that? One more time.
I'm not going to sing it again.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. The one is there, and we...
I felt awkward singing it the first
one
time.
One more time, go.
Make sure that if you're not already, follow all of our social media accounts at Teachers Off Duty Podcast and also be a part of our Patreon. We put extra content out every single week. What we're going to start doing is posting mockumentary skits, kind of like The Office, if you're Office fans. I love The Office. That's my guilty pleasure.
I do love The Office.
It was so
written
funny.
By our very own Tell Williams. And they are
that face.
Chef's kiss.
Yes, our first mockumentary is going out this week and it's so funny. So make sure that you join our Patreon so that you can see how funny it is, how talented he is, and just make you laugh a little bit more. We hope that you guys have a fabulous Valentine's Day. We love you. Worst case scenario will be your Valentine.
Why is that a worst case scenario?
I would say best. I'm a prize.
If they don't have someone else to be their Valentine.
Why am I a worst case scenario?
Because we hope.
Is it because all y'all got somebody and I'm single? Cut the cameras. I'm done with this.
All right, guys.
We'll see y'all next time.
We'll see you later.
We love you guys. Bye. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, my gosh.